This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today we're talking about hot flashes and hot cars and how they totally go together. These stories are from our new book about how age is just a number because you're only as old as you act, right? Well, that's how it is if you have the right attitude. And it helps to have a sense of humor because things do change. There's gravity and smaller print and tighter jars. But there's also new freedom and a sense of liberation from a lot of things that you don't have to do anymore. And that's when you get to do new things, maybe things you've been dreaming of for a long time. One of our editors, Barbara LaMonaco, wrote her own story for this book about how she and her husband collect Corvettes and then drive them all over North America. Because Barbara is tech savvy, she continues to do her work using her Wi-Fi hotspot as they speed across the country. Now, this story is about the fact that they already had 5 Corvettes and wanted to get another one, and their kids thought they were crazy. But this is a couple that is of retirement age, but still works full time. And Barbara and Frank needed the new Corvette. They had to get it before the model year changed because they didn't have one of that type yet. And Corvette was switching to a new look the next year. And besides, this new Corvette would get more than 30 miles per gallon, so that was sensible, right? They had so much fun designing their new Corvette on the website, picking the colors and the options. Barbara's job was to pick the right color for the interior, so she chose bright red. I was so jealous when she told me she was getting a red interior. The best I could get on my new car was a little red trim on a black interior. Barbara says, the day we picked up the car was a day to remember. Frank got up early and got ready, just as if he were going out on a first date. We went to the dealer, and there she was, our brand new silver Corvette with red leather interior. Absolutely beautiful, and she smelled so good too. When Frank started her up for the first time and heard the rumble of her engine, he was a teenager again. So every 5 years, the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, holds a huge gathering over the Labor Day weekend. People from all around the world meet there in their Corvettes. So a few weeks after they picked up their new car, Barbara and Frank were leaving Santa Barbara, California in a caravan of 13 cars with their local Corvette club. The oldest member of their group was 90, and he was making the trip with his son. The youngest member was in her 30s. And the rest of the drivers spanned their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. They drove through Los Angeles, where they were joined by about 200 more cars. The local news covered their departure, and the police stopped traffic for them until they all got on the freeway. Over the next 5 days, they drove through Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and the Midwest. The arrival of the Corvette caravan was covered by local news wherever they went, and people lined up along the roads to wave at them. And the number of Corvettes was growing in numbers. By the time they got to Kentucky, there were around 8,000 Corvettes containing 15,000 people. Barbara says, everyone should take a road trip like this because you learn that despite the wide variety of environments, as you travel across the country, the people you meet are good, kind, generous, and friendly. We look back on our Corvette adventure with such fond memories. And it didn't hurt our reputation at all with our kids and grandkids. They think we're a bit cooler than they had realized. Marilyn Helmer has a similar tale to tell. Her husband, Gary, is a photographer, and one day he was asked to take photos of something his friend wanted to sell online. An hour later, Gary returned home, and he was in love with a red 1990 Mazda Miata, the subject of his photographs. He was thinking of buying it from his friend. Marilyn was surprised. She says, "If he had announced that he was going to fly to the moon, I wouldn't have been more surprised. Us by a sports car? What was he thinking? We're in our 70s. 70-somethings do not buy sports cars on the spur of the moment, if at all. I had to talk some sense into him." Now, Marilyn does admit that owning a Miata had been her husband's longtime dream. When they were raising their kids, he had always said he just wanted socks for Christmas, but that if they were wrapped in the trunk of a Miata, that would be even better. They never had the money for a Miata back then, and now they did. So why not? Marilyn wasn't sure how she would maneuver her body into that low-slung sports car, but the next day they went for a test drive, and she loved it too. It was magical, and they bought it. And then they ordered vanity plates that said sock box. And then they spent the next few months exploring the back roads and byways of their area in southern Ontario, and they found a car club of their own. Now they go for drives with the other members of the Trillium Miata Club, just like Barbara and Frank do with their Corvette Club. They're on their second Miata now, a red one with a black stripe. And of course, they've moved their sock box plates onto the new one. So that's it for today's motivational stories that will send you right out to buy a sports car. But if that's not your thing, the message is still the same. You're never too old to indulge a passion and have some fun. And that's what Chicken Soup for the Soul, Age is Just a Number, is about. The privileges of age, the liberation of getting older, the new things you can still try. This is a great gift for yourself or anyone you know who's already cleared 60 and is looking for some inspiration. Come back next week for some more inspiration when I share two stories about life-changing dreams that made a couple of people alter their behavior in some pretty major ways.